everyone. This is Rachel Bowen from Skid Row.
And this is Snake Sable from the same band.
And you're listening to Tom and Zeus
on the Shout It Out Loud cast.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This is Gene Simmons.
Put that cookie down.
Yes.
Stop pressing the button.
Star Grover Simmons.
Star?
Stanley. Is that what he does?
Stop shouting.
Ace Bradley.
He's not what you would call a handsome man.
Oh, no. Here come the kiss times.
Is that a positive thing?
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna grab me an ice cold mellow.
Why? Why do that to the fan?
Stop it.
Why?
Because fuck them.
That's what I'm talking about.
617-525-0.
You do?
Hey, fucko.
Do you like Kiss? Settle down.
Hello. Hey, what's up there, Kiss Army? Tom and Zeus with another episode of Shout It Out Loud Cast, episode 266, 20th Century Masters, The Best of Kiss, The Millennium Collection, Volume 3, Electric Boogaloo.
This easily one of the longest episode titles ever. But that's okay. We love compilation reviews. These are some of our favorite reviews. We love album reviews, but compilation reviews add a little bit extra because it lets us bitch about stuff that's not on it. And what do we love more than bitching? Nothing.
No, we live to bitch.
Oh, and yeah.
Speaking of bitching, 2 weeks in a row, we're all in a bad mood.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just us anyways. I'm pretty sure if we didn't have the podcast, we'd be... We'll just be texting each other. Ah, fuck everybody.
Have you seen this fucking idiot?
Except for our listeners. We love our listeners and our Patreons and all that.
What are you talking about? 3/4 of the morons are our fucking listeners in our fucking page. Listen,
good point.
I know it's become a broken record here, but it's got to be said. The fucking cesspool called the internet. It's just
so
gotten
bad.
Progressively worse.
And again, we're not naive. We're not stupid. This isn't news, but just to see it in real time, how you can't say anything without people just,
some people want you to talk slower and so people can understand. Some people are saying you're insulting them by talking slower so they can understand. Some people say, why don't you just tell people to fuck off? Some people say, why don't you tell people nicely what to do? So we run our show the way we want to run a show. So if we want to waste 10, 15 minutes shitting on people and bitching about things, we're going to do that. I mean,
you can fast forward if you don't like it. But like you said, my favorite thing is when we get like 5-paragraph emails about how we should really run our show with a practice script on what we should say to people, because our show is so terrible and no one listens to it that we need listeners to, you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember that you're a Seinfeld fan, so you'll get this. Do you remember that Seinfeld episode where they're meeting with NBC and George runs into Corbin Burnson and tries to give him an idea for an episode of LA Law?
Yeah.
And Corbin Burnson is like, who the fuck is this guy? Me and Zeus have now become Corbin Burnson.
It's just in like over the top nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why didn't you say it like this? Well, why don't you explain it like this? You know, you're coming across to this. I think the best proper way is to say, dude, how many times are we going to say this?
Say it again.
You know, you go on YouTube. You Google like we did, or you go on YouTube and you watch a video and you find out how to create a podcast. You put a podcast together, you build up your own audience, and then you say whatever the hell you want to say on your podcast to that audience.
And then in 5 years, start your episode bitching about all your followers.
Yeah, because you'll be pulling your hair out because you'll be like, what the fuck? And it isn't because people that will say, well, why do you let them bother you? It's not so much
they're not bothering us. It's fun.
Tom's Italian, I'm Greek.
Yes.
If we're not bitching, we're not breathing.
Correct.
Like, that's how we live our lives. I like I've said, I almost feel like I want to be in traffic on the way to someplace and
get
be
angry.
Late just so I can bitch about it because it's fun. I enjoy bitching and analyzing stupidity and nonsense. And if anything is full of stupidity and nonsense,
it's Kiss World.
Yeah, exactly.
The or I should say
fucking
it's
stupidity.
It's the 12,100 members in Loudcasters.
Oh my God. The amount of stuff. So let's just before we get into all that, let's talk about the Loudcasters page, which now every other week, Tom and I are like, how do we fucking fix this? Okay. The we want interaction. But
yeah,
I'm sorry. We've gotten to the point where now we're a little greedy. If you're going to interact, if you're going to post something, it's either going to be funny, interesting, or cool.
Or show related or general Kiss conversation related. It's not going to be you typing up a college thesis on why Carnival of Souls is the best non-makeup album. Go on your page and you do that.
Now, we understand if somebody just, you know, at a randomly just says, I've been listening to Sonic Boom and I really didn't give this a chance, but I really like these songs and this and this and that.
Okay, yeah, great. Fine.
Okay. But it's not going to be your reoccurring theme. You know what? On this week's on fucking Johnny Coolball's theory of going back and looking at albums, I'm going to go back and tell you guys what I thought when I reviewed
and I'm going to grade them. You know, Teachers of the Night gets an A+, but
you can take that and put that on your page. You're not jumping on our shit and filling our pages up with your thesis on stupidity.
I keep thinking you're saying feces.
Thesis.
And you can tell the people who don't listen to our show, and we're not stupid. We don't think all 12,000 members of Loudcasters listen to our show. Perfect example today. Speaking of fucking idiots, every Thursday we do our coming soon teaser photo. Okay. Yeah. So today was a stage photo from the Alive 3 Revenge Tour. You know, coming soon, here's a picture. Some guy comments, what's coming soon? I get it. I know not everyone follows the show, but...
Kiss is torn without makeup again?
I'll tell you, Zeus, in all seriousness, you know what I love about our bitch sessions is now some of our favorite Loudcasters.
They love this shit. They get it.
No, but then they have fun with it. So I know next week when I post coming soon, I'm going to get a bunch of what's coming soon?
Who's here?
The makeup off? Oh, it's great.
But see, then all the people jump in. I don't understand the humor in this. Well, this page isn't fun. Oh, you people are mean over here.
It's a hate page, as we've been called.
Somebody sent the thing. It got reported, but somebody hashtagged somebody is a cunt. Put their first name. It got reported and we took it down. We're not going to allow that.
We took it down. I mean, we laughed at it, but we can't have that. Yes, because this individual was fucking just breaking balls. Somebody just commented hashtag so and so is a cunt.
But like, just all this stuff, guys. It's not fucking Evening at the Improv here. You guys put your fucking routine and throw it up on Loudcasters. I put up a funny thing that it's an inside joke of me and Tom, and I said, you didn't comment on it. He's like, how? I didn't even see it because there's 10 million fucking things. And
I'm too busy scrolling through. Hey, click on Freddie Fuckball's YouTube page about how he's going to tell you how Peter Chris is solo. Hey, click here. No, you click on your own page.
Yeah, exactly. All that shit, or better yet, putting up other podcasters. Oh, check out this guy. What happened when he was on the show? No, you go put it on his fucking page. Don't put it on our page. Because I'll tell you this, they don't allow our shit to go on their page. Why am I going to allow them to come on ours? Fuck off.
Nope.
And we have no personal animosity to them. But like, Don't put other people's shit on our page. Don't fucking put your fucking celebrity juggling act, whatever the fuck you do on the side, up.
I'd like to see that.
and make it part of our fucking page. Don't put fucking a reoccurring series that you thought of to just be shown on our page.
Yeah, and don't try to sell shit on our
page. Thank you.
Hey, guys, you're not going to believe this. I got an official bill of coin trash barrel and fucking near mint condition. There's a crack in Peter's face, but it's worth it. Only $800.
What? I found a used condom in the back of Sean Delaney's van. It's all yours if you want it. Possible stain is either semen or blood.
Oh, come on.
We just lost like 10 fucking listeners. People in the car with the kids.
You gotta delete that.
It's gonna be like, what is that he said?
But the sad part about all this, Zeus, is the people that are listening are not the people that were the people that we're bitching about are never going to hear us bitching about it.
No, it's the non-listeners.
But that's why
they're like, fun. Oh, I just found a place where I can put all my thoughts and get a lot of interaction. Oh, I'm going to just keep putting all my posts and articles and comments and theories all over here.
They're going to keep getting declined.
Yeah, so I apologize. Some of you guys may put a lot of your stuff up. Depends on the fucking mood. I could turn around and Tom could turn around today and be like, you know what? Enough of your stupidity. Fuck it. I'm deleting
this. You took the words right out of my mouth. I say it all the time. If my trigger finger gets itchy, I'm fucking declining everything.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys, but it's just gotten to the point where it's too much. Like all the good stuff that I used to see, I can't see it anymore.
It gets buried.
It's just overcome with fucking stupidity.
Yep.
Here's the 45th fucking review of 10,000 volts. Somebody put up a review, or we put up the episode review. Fucking comment on that.
Yeah.
I don't need fucking 50 people's review individual posts of 10,000 volts.
Here's one more example before we kind of move on from this. So look, there are people out there like us. I'm a fan of Tommy Thayer. I don't have like a fucking psycho fit about him and Spaceman. I like Tommy Thayer, period. Somebody posted a funny thing about Tommy Thayer vacationing. Great pictures, like, oh, and made that joke about the breadline. Remember the breadline joke?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The amount of people who fucking lost their collective minds because they saw Tommy Thayer on our page. People, come on, man.
There's too much Ace, Paul, Tommy, like, hatred. Just have fun with it.
Get back to having fun with the fucking get back to having fun. And not everything needs to be show related, because we know that there's a huge population of people that don't listen to the show. They're just Kiss fans and they see our page as a fun place. Just get back to that. God.
Tom, did I tell you this afternoon that I hate people?
Oh, I've never liked people. Dude, I've worked in the prison system for 25 years. I can't stand it.
I'm an attorney, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Both of our clientele are just the worst.
After my brother wiped out every fund I had in my bank account, my dad went on dialysis. I had no money to support him.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, there's fucking all sorts of crazy shit. Anyway, let's talk about this episode, huh?
Yeah, rant over.
Yeah. Anyway. Actually, what we do first is we go backwards, and that is last week's episode we reviewed, Ace Frehley. Well, say it right.
Say it right, you assholes.
Ace Frehley's 10,000 volts.
Yes. And, of course, every time we do an album review or a compilation review, we pick four songs for you guys to vote on, and we pick Cherry Medicine, the title track 10,000 volts, Fighting for Life, and Walking on the Moon. A lot of votes, which is great. But this is shocking. A dead heat. So when you look at a Twitter poll on your app, there's no percentages. The numbers get rounded. When you look at Twitter on a computer, as I am right now as we record, you see fractions and percentages. 10,000 volts and Fighting for Life got both 39.5% of the votes. That's crazy. Cherry Medicine, 14.8%, and Walking on the Moon came in at 6%. Generally speaking, on the comments here for this, a lot of people said the same thing I did. How was Fighting for Life not one of the singles that was released? They released three songs, and that was not one of them. John Gross, Fighting for Life. You guys nailed it when you said it was the most Ace-like song. Who dat? I'm one of the only people that likes Walking on the Moon. Nope, I love it. But it got me into this record because it didn't sound like 10,000 Volts, but now I like that song too. The songs contrast and complement each other. It's a strong record. Agreed, it is. Our buddy Craig Moran, Fighting for Life is the best Ace song he has done since Kiss. The song kicks so much ass, even his voice couldn't ruin it. That's a fucking great quote right there. Jocko Johnson, and his Twitter handle is what, Zeus? Game show lover.
What do you mean game show lover?
What do you mean game show lover? I didn't say anything about game show lover.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
He says, I'm going to go off the board and say Blinded. A cappella intro be damned. To my untrained ear, the solo is the one that most sounds like Ace from the 70s. Plus, the cowbell at the beginning is a nice 70s touch as well. And Dan Davis says, is None a choice? Oh, God. Stop it. And let's get to what people think of the episode in general, because a lot of feedback here on this album. Woof, boy. Oh, we haven't heard from him in a while, Zeus. Dizzy Dean's Picket Fence Teeth chimes in. Nice review, TNZ. I'm upset the song that Ace and I wrote didn't make the cut. We wrote a sister song to Rock Soldiers called Crash U, based off his experience of wrecking his 88 Dodge Aries sedan when he dropped his cashews on the floor and tried to retrieve them unsuccessfully. Bummer. I'm going to tell you right now, the reason I read this comment, my very first car was a 1987 silver Dodge Aries sedan. It was my grandmother's car. Yes, Dizzy Dean, thank you for bringing up that memory. Zandon Black, this album blows. Oh, boy. I love this. Brian Mills, another code to crack. Great line from that song. Has says, I like the record. His guitar playing sounds like me or any of us trying to play like Ace. It's not like he sounds live, but it's a studio record, and I can forgive the over-processing. Okay. And let's finish up Twitter with this one from your friend, who simply says, a favorable review. Well, thank you, your friend. Zeus, that's Twitter.
All right. On the Book of Faze, Brad Rustoven.
Yeah, backpack Brad.
From?
Slamfest Podcast, now finally available on Spotify. Thank you, Brad. You were being selfish on Apple Podcasts.
Finally, an honest review of this album. Most everything else I've heard and read, this album has been one extreme or the other. Surprise, surprise, it's somewhere in the middle, and TNZ nailed it. There's some great material on here. Musically, the performances are spot on, along with the production. However, even with all the studio tricks at their fingertips, Ace's vocals are rough on most of the tracks, except Fighting for Life and Stratosphere. Pulling off any of these songs live will be a challenge.
Yeah, well said, buddy.
Roy Jordan, love the new episode today, guys. So I went and ordered the red vinyl copy of 10,000 Volts. How many copies are there up to versions of 10,000 Volts yet, Tom?
And all jokes aside, I think it's like 15 or 16 variants, I think, something like that. Ugh. Yeah.
From Amazon, along with the Kiss debut album. Only two tracks I didn't really like was Blinded and Constantly Cute. But for the time being, it's probably as close as we'll get to a Kiss-related album until Bruce's next album, or if Gene decides to give it another go. So I'll take it.
Mm.
Good comment there, Roy.
Yeah, I like that. Yep.
Reed St. Kyle. Great podcast if you want 2 hours of shitting on Ace.
This guy. Hey, thanks for listening, though. So it's okay.
Oh, God. You didn't like that song. Why'd you have to be so mean about Constantly Cute?
Oh, God.
Hey, Constantly Cute.
Constantly Cute.
Which we forgot to talk about, and we said last week we were going to. We forgot.
Do it now before we forget again.
Do it now while we got the volts.
Jesus Christ, Zeus. All right. Jesus Christ.
So apparently last week, my significant other fiance, Lara, under her business account, made a comment of like, holy Christ, there's a bunch of haters in this place. I don't know what the comment was about.
It got nasty, and we approved the comment just because we wanted to see what happened. And it must have gotten, she must have gone back and deleted it because it was vile. She was really attacking the Loudcasters like badly.
Well, the ones that didn't like the album were just going back at her.
Correct.
Like, why are you giving a shit? His voice does suck. Are you telling us it doesn't? You guys are all jealous, haters, losers, blah, blah, blah,
yep.
blah, blah.
Yep.
And then eventually she deleted it all. Well, she did the same thing here.
Yep.
She made a comment.
The reason we know this is her is because she asked to join Loudcasters as her name, Lara. And then her business Facebook page, which we're not going to name because I'm not giving her the publicity, that page was the one that did all the commenting. She did not comment under her actual name.
Yeah, and we also don't want people to fucking go and hurt her business and be stupid about stuff.
No,
we're not asking for that. We don't.
No. Oh God. No. We're not. That's not what we're saying at all. Thank you for clarifying that, Zeus. No.
Yeah, we're. That's just not us. We don't give a fuck about that stuff. And so under that comment, I made a snarky remark. Well, it's actually 2 hours and 2 minutes there.
I love that.
And she commented, 2 hours of my life listening to haters? Thank you. I'd rather stick needles in my eyes for 2 hours. First of all, again, haters? What are you talking about? Because we didn't fucking... If anybody listened to this review...
There's no. It's not hate. They
exactly.
can't wait. Right.
We actually complimented the album. We both have it. We both like it. Yep. And we gave him kudos. So obviously she didn't listen, but she did see comments of people being realistic. Some people really loved it. Some people really hated it. Some people in the middle, like Tom and I, liked some of it and thought it was a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good enough.
Nope.
So she had to put that comment in. And obviously she doesn't listen, but it's not a good idea to go on social media and start fighting with KISS fans all over the place.
Especially when you're the fiancé of a member who just released an album. That's not a winning battle.
It's just...
And it's not a good look. It's a fucking really bad look.
No, you're not a rock star. Your boyfriend is.
Exactly.
You're not the rock star. What are you doing going around fighting with people online? It's just stupid. It's a bad look. And
being real immature about, I'd rather stick needles in my eyes. Like, what do you, come on, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, no offense. Steve Brown we're still in contact with him all the time.
Yeah.
He loved it. He fucking loved our episode that we talked about. He thought we were fair. And he said, you took a couple shots, but I thought you guys were fair.
Yep.
And that's how
Joey said the same thing.
Yeah.
You see, you guys listened. It was fair. I mean, it was honest. The hell?
What do you expect anybody to come back out of that and say, oh my God, this is the perfect album. This is to Tom, his master of puppets.
Right.
Perfect album.
Yeah.
This is to Zeus's Led Zeppelin 3. Perfect album, right?
Yeah. No. If either one of us said that, people clearly would not believe us.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it's just, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
And I've always said this. I don't believe in rock stars with their fiancés, girlfriends, wives running their business.
Dude, this was one of your Festivus lists years ago
and
one
getting
of our Festivus
involved
episodes.
And fighting with people.
Yep.
It's just a bad fucking look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a bad fucking look. Especially when it's not like Ace is engaged to Lita Ford. Another musician.
Correct.
Had a career, who's been famous, and the two of them are like, fuck you. And she's going to say, dude, I can play guitar around you, circles around you. Shut the fuck up. Don't tell me about Ace's playing. It's the woman that makes glass sculptures telling us what a real.
Well, she also did backing vocals on Constantly Cute and Cherry Medicine, and she's a video vixen now, too. So.
Again, just a bad idea. That's my opinion. And it's just fucking a bad fucking look. Anyways, let's get back to the comments. Joey, don't call me Ray Romano Romanek.
God, here we go.
He actually jumped in. Him and Josh Brown were like, a review's job is to provide an honest review. And Tom and Zeus did that here. A reviewer or a critic would lose all credibility if they didn't point out the bad as well as the good. Chris Hall thought it was funny, Tom, that you said, hey, Captain Kistar congratulated us for getting our first and only Kiss member on. And he says, Bruce Kulick, anyone? Captain.
I don't even remember that, but thank you.
Yeah. Captain Kistar. Over on our Loud Casters page, Tom. Paul Yakuber, I think Steve Brown should re-record the album with his vocals. I'd buy it then.
Oh, God.
Yikes, that's tough.
All right.
Michael Murphy, if you like the new album, just listen, enjoy the music. Who cares who produced it? These guys are getting up there in age. They're not going to be around forever. There are only so many albums, new music coming from these guys. And that goes for all the rock acts from the 70s, 80s, and even 90s for that matter. If you're expecting Led Zeppelin 4 from any of these artists as they're entering their 60s and 70s, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Michael Murphy, that is a great comment.
Indeed. Yep. Definitely.
Tim Gibbons, just listen to it from top to bottom. Musically, it's good. Vocally, it's horrible.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, let's go to Instagram.
Okay.
David Julian, who was part of the 10,000 Volts album, gave us about 15 fire emojis.
Nice.
Melander Philippe, great episode and review. The a cappella intro of Blinded is so horrible. He actually did the same on his last album, Your Wish Is My Command. And constantly cute. Sounds like something you guys made up during Ace Impressions.
It's true.
Clark Side of the Moon. It's the Genghis Khan of this album. Zeus's comment about constantly cute equals pure genius.
Nice.
Tal the UPS man.
Oh.
I bought this album knowing the vocals were going to be the weakest part of the songs. Like you said, Z, once I got past that, I could focus on the music. And like you said, Tom, the riffs are outstanding. Most of the songs are catchy and they stick in my head. Fighting for Life and 10,000 Volts are the highlights for me. Great review, guys. And Tom, we're going to change it up a little bit and you're going to do YouTube.
That's right.
YouTube.
Here we go. Oh, hey, now this is a fantastic YouTube username. Rub One Out Rosie. Says, when I played 10,000 Volts on my turntable, I thought I was playing it on the wrong speed.
Excellent comment.
Glam Rock Bandit, this episode was one I was looking forward to. Ace Impressions galore paired with being as in-depth as ever. What isn't there to love? There's nothing better. By the way, I still love how that lyric has become a recurring theme to reference. And then we get thoughts on the album and the songs. Great stuff. Killer episode as always, T and Z. Our opinions may differ on certain songs for this album, but it's enjoyable and refreshing to have a different viewpoint to digest, and also puts opinions I share with you guys into perspective where I can further understand why I feel the way I do about certain songs. You are way too smart for this show, Glam Rock Bandit. Man, way too thoughtful. Tales of a Kiss Geek said, guys, you played YouTube and mentioned Go To Him. Please bring back You Can Do It. Greetings from Dublin, Ireland. All right. Poppy the Stable 1090 says, credit Walking on the Moon to Led Zeppelin. Ooh, okay, really? Ace Lacks Soul, 10,000 Volts music and lyrics, very Jethro Bodine, sixth grade style, overall mediocre, forgettable. I don't think it's forgettable. These songs are catchy as hell. Emails. This comes from our website, sent to us by Dave. Funny as fuck. I love Ace, but Jesus Christ, Ace. When someone asks you to sing a song with minimal words in the verse or the chorus anywhere in the song, or asks you to use words you have never used in your life and can't pronounce, just tell them no. The man's got to know his limitations. Great job, boys. Your review was harsh, but honest. Come on, Ace. Glasshouses, man. Who are you to criticize Paul's voice? I keep thinking, I don't know if our review was harsh. Whatever.
Harsh? I thought it was fucking super positive. What are you talking about?
I agree. What you talking about, Willis? Matt Murphy, gents, great episode. It was cool to have the episode so close to the release. This album is pretty good, better than the last couple, but not as good as Anomaly, in my honest opinion. Okay. Then he finishes up with, Jesus Christ, Kiss fans. Good one. Gino Dvorak, you guys crack me up with your comments on Ace's new album. Great episode. By the way, did you hear that after Gene Simmons heard the title of Ace Frehley's album, he decided to do a solo album himself? He's calling it 10,000 Volts. Or Ace would say, silly safes. Take care, guys. Well, take care, Gino. Thank you. We're going to wrap up feedback here with our friend and fellow Patreon and Facebooker, Steingrim Stegane. And please forgive me for messing up that name, brother. I'm sorry.
Stegane from Game of Thrones, the Hound?
Yeah. Have to tell you something you guys already know. That Ace interview was great, as I wrote last time. Your dynamics and calmness is special. Don't let motherless bastards with tribal agenda wear you down. Stand up and keep going. I am sure I'm not the only one getting better days because of you. Thank you. Well, Steingrim, we thank you, my friend, for not only being a loyal follower, listener, contributor, and Patreon, but for sticking up for us. We love that. And we appreciate that. Our show gives you better days because the show gives us better days too, man. And we appreciate it. So Steingrim, for all those reasons and many, many more, my friend, you are the comment of the week.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. We're going to be watching you.
Anyway, Tom, what we do next is we give thanks to our Patreon members. Patreon nice. Is a place where people can come and join and give a contribution to us. And then we, in return, give some stuff back to you. And it's one big happy fucking family. So far, our Patreon membership has gotten over 120 members. 120.
Amazing.
Holy absolutely amazing. Shit.
Yep.
So please, anyone that's interested in helping the show, I want to hear you guys. I want you guys to do more, this and this and that. Best way to help us out, best way to help the show grow is go to Patreon and subscribe. You can go to our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com. It's right there on the landing page. You see an icon there for Patreon. Click on that. Become a member. We have four different tiers, all with different monetary contribution. And you get different things back, like being involved in our album review crew, where you get to pick the album we do, being part of our Flashback Fridays, being part of polls, inside sneak peeks, videos that we do, live chats that we do with you guys, merchandise that we send out to you guys, and the funnest message boards that is available. And it's all private. It's all part of the Patreon family experience. So you want to help us out? You want to be a good old boy or gal? Come join Patreon and help out Shout It Out Loudcast. And we thank you, all the members out there, for being part of the Patreon family. And you out there listening, you can come join too and join in on the fun.
Patreon guys, you guys rock, and ladies and gals, please check us out. Go to our website, click on the Patreon link, download the app, search for us, go to the website. Tons of great stuff. You'll see it all there. Please check us out. And again, thank you to everybody who is a Patreon member, both new people and our longtime supporters. You guys rock.
Tom, what we do next is we go to Kiss World. I know there's something coming up later on this evening.
That's right. We're recording on Thursday, March 7th, and our buddy Gene is doing a Facebook Live, pre-selected questions, which is to be expected. He's not going to let you fucking bozos bomb him with stupid shit. So they're all pre-selected.
Hey, Gene, why do you wear, what do you wear, a wig? Hey, fucking idiot. Hey, Gene, why don't you tell Paul to stop using backing tracks? Hey, Gene, how's it feel playing with Fake Ace?
Oh, God. All right. Anyways, And then, of course, we all know that Gene's band is hitting the road this year. He's going to be going to Europe and Brazil. Good stuff. Everybody's praying he comes to the States. Gene also did an interview, which was picked up by Blabbermouth, where he says the Kiss avatars will blow your mind. I don't know if that's true, Gene, but I know that you have to sell it, and bravo to you. Oh, and our buddy Ace, he accidentally sets off his guitar smoke effect while on the Monsters of Rock cruise. Oh, Jesus Christ, I thought this was disconnected.
And he took a photo of himself. He was on the lounge chair with his no socks on, his crusty toes.
Oh.
Hanging on the floor. Hey, anybody got a saw back there? I need to cut these nails down.
Oh, Jesus. God bless you, babe. Anyways, that's about it. But go ahead.
Paul was in the gym doing planks.
Oh, jeez. Break. Pick up a fucking weight. Anyways, one other thing I'm going to say. By the time this episode drops on Saturday, or when you eventually listen to it in the future, there are rumors, unsubstantiated, unfounded, about the exact date and time. But, so it's kind of a rumor, but kind of not. Because Keith LaRue, who's connected to the Kiss camp at Kiss Online, is indicating that something is happening soon. And things at Kiss Online happen usually on Fridays. Now, we did the 50th anniversary merch a couple weeks ago. There is supposed to be something else big and expensive. Maybe by the time this episode drops, that will have happened. I'm sure we'll be talking about it if it does. But if it doesn't happen, probably happen next week or within the next few. Keep your eyes open.
All right, Tom, with that being said, let's take a little break. And from what I understand, there's a new pilot sitcom coming up this fall season coming up. And it's called Uncle Joe and Ace. And I think it's Joe Biden and Ace as they navigate life together with their cognitive difficulties. Hey, who's got a remote TV controller? The last remote I saw was in 1978 with my spaceship that got me back from Jandel.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, we're back. And yeah, that show has already been canceled. We just had a really hard time. The two of them just kept wandering around and trying to get lines down and trying to get him to stand up straight for more than 30 consecutive seconds. Just didn't work.
Uncle Joe and Ace doesn't have a second season in them.
Just didn't. It doesn't have a second episode.
It's Uncle Joe and Ace at Walmart next week.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Sorry.
Oh, damn. All right, Tom. We're going to do a little review of the third part of this Millennium 20th Century Fox fucking Nimrata fucking Ramaswamy, Ryan Spencer Cook fucking CD.
Rest in peace, the campaign of Nimrata.
Oh, yes, yes.
Gone.
Nimrata.
Grand opening, grand closing. Nimramaswamy.
Anyway, right. We've done the previous episodes on Volume 1 and Volume 2. And This one, compilation, starts basically at Revenge. And it ends at Psycho Circus, really, that version of Kiss.
Yep.
With Nothing Can Keep Me From You, which is from the soundtrack from Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City. Yep, exactly.
Okay. Yep. And what we do in these compilations, we usually talk about the artwork, the presentation, what comes with these compilations. Then we get into the song selections. What would we have picked differently? Mm-hmm. And then we compare it to other album compilations and rank that against it. So, Tom, let's start with this one first. What do you think of the actual presentation here?
So the 20th Century Masters series was really amazing for people collecting CDs at the time. And, you know, when this came out, this was in 2006. CDs were still all the rage. We were collecting all these. So this series was great. And the fact that they gave Kiss 3 volumes was actually pretty cool. So we always like to talk about the artwork. And in this one, it's got some cool pictures. Of course, the front is a picture from the reunion. The back is a live photo from the reunion. And you open it up, and it's got a cool group photo of the Revenge era, another picture from the reunion era, and another picture from Revenge. Looks like it's the back cover from Revenge. And then there's like a two-page or two-panel fold-out story about Kiss during that era written by Dave Thompson. It's pretty cool.
The Wendy's guy?
Was that Dave Thompson? That was Dave Thomas.
No, sorry.
So it kind of just gives you a summary about what was going on in Kiss during that era. Talks about the reunion, obviously putting the makeup back on, Unplugged, Psycho Circus, et cetera, et cetera. So it's cool. I mean, I like it. I mean, I love this era of Kiss. So for me, it's definitely cool. What about you, Booger?
Yeah, Tom. I like it. It's a decent photo from the reunion era. I don't know. It's hard to find a good Peter Chris reunion photo. Usually
his hair is terrible and his eye makeup is terrible.
Yeah, and why is Paul doing that girl cheerleader move with the kicking out leg thing?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you, Gene obviously looks amazing as always. Ace looks great. Peter looks like he just either blew a few lines or something. Paul looks cool, but put your fucking foot down.
Yeah, that's like girls do that in like high school and junior high. Yay! Kick, leg kick.
Woo!
Well, then that's begun. Woo! It's just not very masculine.
No.
And he's not a very masculine child. No, not at all. I like the imagery. I like the packaging. Now, if you want to compare it to the previous ones, I think it's uniform, a nice, big, clean photo on the front. And an action photo on the back. They look the same on all three if you have them all together.
Yep.
I think the packaging on these are pretty cool.
I do too. I think they do a great job. I think you get three volumes, each one covering a specific era, and they do a really nice job with the photos covering those eras. So I think I definitely think it's cool. And again, like I said earlier, I think these 20th Century Masters in general are awesome, awesome packages, awesome collections.
Yeah. And each one of them has 12 songs. So the problem with this is that they're limited with albums. If you went from the previous years, there's probably like 15 albums to make up 12 songs. This one has like four.
Yep.
Right? Yep. You're talking Revenge. You're talking Carnival of Souls. They actually included the Unplugged.
Yep.
Correct? And then also they included... I should say Kiss Alive 3 because Domino Live is on there. And then they included Psycho Circus and the soundtrack song, Paul's song there, Nothing Can Keep Me From You. So not really big selection to choose from.
No, but do we want to get into what the selection is?
Yes.
Talk about that.
Read the list.
All right. So they start off with God Gave Rock and Roll to You. So I think they start that off because that came before Revenge, because that was on Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey or whatever it was called, which eventually made its way onto Revenge. So the Revenge representations, you got Unholy, obviously, and then you got Domino, which checks off the box for Revenge and Alive 3. Obviously, fantastic. Carnival of Souls gets three songs. Hate. Fucking love it, of course. Childhood's End. I Will Be There. Terrible. Then we get the representation from Unplugged, which is great. Coming Home. Love it. Got to Choose. Then for me, they fucking hit it out of the park with the representation for Psycho Circus. You get the title track, which I like, which you hate. Into the Void, which we love. And I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll, which the fact that they made a compilation is beyond belief, and I love it. And then they stick Nothing Can Keep Me From You on there. Not that anybody's fooled into thinking it's a great song, but it represents another aspect of their career with the movie.
Yeah, so let's go through the list then.
Yeah.
All right? So they're going to take three songs from Revenge, and then they're going to make one of them from Alive.
Yep.
So that Alive 3 has representation as well.
Yep.
Now, obviously, we feel, I'm sure, on the same page that God Gave Rock and Roll to You, whether we like it or not, has to be represented on this.
Has to. Yep.
Right? Because it's a hit. It was a video. It was a song release, a single, and they played it live all the time. So that's going to be in there. There's no fucking way Unholy is not going to be on this.
Especially with the video. It was the first single released. Yep.
Technically, Domino is a single and a video. That gets the treatment. It is on Alive 3. Do you know what I thought should have been a better pick?
Go for it.
Okay. Take it off, because that's not on the American version of Kiss Alive 3, is it?
It's not.
Right? I have that Kiss Alive 3 version with it on it.
Right.
That would have made more sense, because it's not there and it's a track that people can't find.
Yep. It's a great point.
My point.
It's a great point.
So I think that would have been a better selection, and it's a popular song. People really seem to like, the crowd seems to love it.
But I will say, I understand why they picked Domino, because like you said, it checks off two boxes. It was a single, it was a video, and it's on Alive 3. But I kind of wish that they picked something a little bit left of center off of Alive 3 rather than a hit. Hence, like you said, Take It Off would have been a great way to do that, but... Yeah,
because Take It Off is not on an American release. It helps people out.
Right. Right. But does the 20th Century Masters want to release a song about wave your panties in the air on?
Yes.
Of course they do.
Yes. So, I mean, that's my opinion. Okay.
Yep. No, I agree. I think just
for those that are asking, I know I have the Japanese version, but it's also in European and South American CD releases. And it says the U.S. vinyl. I don't know if the vinyl release has that. And it's also on the box set, which I have, Kiss Alive, the box set 75 to 2000.
Okay, so I was just going to kind of answer your own question there in a way. Because these are U.S. releases, that's probably why they didn't want to put a foreign release song on a U.S. release. But if it's on the Alive box set collection, then they could have answered that question with that. But I agree with you. I think they should have put it on there, because not everybody has that.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. So if you're going to go by that, you want to put something from Alive 3 and represent, and you basically want to get something from Revenge so that Revenge will have three technically representations and Kiss Alive 3 will have a representation.
Correct.
So that would make sense.
Yep.
Then let's look into what came out next. And that is the songs from Carnival of Souls. What do you think?
Yeah, so Hate has to be there, because that was like a big standout track. I'm really shocked, and I would love to kind of get some info on this, about how neither Jungle or Master and Slave are not on here, and instead they pick Childhood's End, which to me is a borderline dud, and I Will Be There, which I know we haven't reviewed the album, so we don't want to give away too much, but who cares, is a very, very weak track on that album.
That's Paul.
Yeah, but Paul sings Jungle and Master and Slave, too.
No, but Paul, like, is really into...
Oh, because he wrote that song about his son.
Yeah, I think, and that...
But
what do we always talk about? There are certain songs that Paul is pushing down the Kiss Army's throat.
But did Kiss have any say in this? This is part of a series. This isn't even a Kiss... centric.
I get it. I get it. Maybe someone like, hey, Kiss, nobody listens to that shit called Carnival Souls. What album do you remember? Do you recommend any songs? Excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, and then someone says, oh, Paul said, pick I Will Be There. Definitely should be one of the songs.
Yeah. I just think that. I don't. Again, we didn't review the album yet.
All right, so, what two songs would you replace those with?
Oh, easily Master and Slave and Jungle, no doubt.
Okay, Master and Slave, I agree with, but I need another song from Gene from this album.
Well, then it wouldn't have been. It would not have been. It would not have been Childhood's End.
I don't know.
It would have been in my. It would have been in my head.
Or maybe go off the fucking grid and go take Bruce's I Walk Alone.
There you go. I agree with that too. Yep.
Something different, right?
Yep. Yep. No, and then next, I do love that they represented Unplugged. They had to, but and I'm glad that they did.
Okay, Unplugged comes on. What song should they have put?
Coming Home, definitely, because it was the opening track. A little bit surprised. Actually, I'm a lot surprised that they don't have Rock and Roll All Night or 2000 Man or something with everybody performing.
Okay, so here's how I look at it.
Go ahead.
They did what I said they should have done with Take It Off.
They yes,
put
they
Got to Choose. The because Japanese release that's on the CD version of Unplugged. That's
yep.
not on the American version. Got to Choose this, but they put it on this. That's what they should have done to Take It Off.
Yeah, so, and looking at it from that angle, I completely agree. Yes.
And I don't give the fans home.
Yeah, give the fans something that's not readily available.
Give them that incredible version of Rock and Roll All Night. Still, it's Rock and Roll Night. That should have been there.
I agree. And you got all six of them performing it. So that was kind of surprising.
And the other one.
And the compilation gets penalized with the soundtrack song because you only get to make up for that. You only get two songs from Unplugged because they got to squeeze in the compilation song.
Yeah, I would. The other song I would think about maybe is Sure Know Something.
Yeah, I misspoke. I said compilation song. I meant soundtrack song. But anyways.
So after the Unplugged, you go into Psycho Circus, which has three songs.
Yeah, and to me, they crushed it. You're going to get the title track, no doubt.
That song sucks.
I know, yeah, I know, but I love that they put the Ace track in there, which we love, and I can't believe they put I Pledge Allegiance in there. I think it's fantastic. These are three of the best songs on the album. If I was going to ask for anything extra, it probably would have been Raise Your Glasses, but they're not going to put that on there. So happy to see that representation for sure for me.
Awesome new Kiss book coming your way shortly. In Your Face could have been the extra song too.
Yeah, they could have easily done that as well. Give people something that they can't get easily like the other stuff we talked about.
Or you go with You Wanted the Best, a song with all four members singing.
Or no.
Yeah, well, Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll is fucking nonsense.
How dare you?
Nonsense.
That's offensive.
And as much as we probably both hate the next song, which is the soundtrack song, it's got to be there. It's during that era. And where else can you find it? Throw it on a compilation.
I get it, but it's a killer for me. I wish they just threw that out the window and put a third track from Unplugged on there. Yeah, but I get it. I get it. They have to do it, kind of. Yeah. But I just wish they didn't, because to me, it's a dead spot on what's otherwise a pretty good compilation.
I don't know if 20th Century Masters fucking Simmons Tweed fucking Kulik Lane, whatever, only does 12 songs on everything else. But as far as the Kiss 3 albums, they're only 12 songs.
Yeah. And we say this every time we do a compilation review, and maybe somebody out there in the world can offer some insight. We know that these are record label, you know, productions, but there is somebody somewhere who sits down and chooses which songs make these compilations. I would love to know the inner workings of that, because to me, that's fascinating about what makes the cut and what doesn't. And is there a team of people? Is it one little Kiss dork from Loudcasters who does it? I want to find out, because I find it interesting and fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know. It's great. It's maybe that'll come up in Gene Simmons's fucking Facebook Live question, right?
Well, I think one of the questions is, do you Kiss?
What kind of popcorn do you like? Do you like salt or butter on it? So, Tom, what we do next is we actually rank these compared to other albums that we've reviewed so far. So As far as album compilations go, this is what we've reviewed so far. Killers, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits. Greatest Kiss, The Very Best of Kiss. The Millennium Collection, Best of Kiss. The Millennium Collection, Best of Kiss, Volume 2. Kiss World. And now this. Tom, you want to tell everybody how you rank them?
So for the covers, which we always start with first, I have last that mess of Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, Kiss World, Millennium Collection, Volume 2, Greatest Kiss, Millennium Collection, Very Best of Kiss, and Killers. Now, this cover is fucking fantastic, and I'm going to grade this one a little differently because I'm going to encompass not just the cover, but the packaging itself. I love the cover. Reunion, Love Gun era costumes. You know what? Ring the bell, bitch. I'm putting this at number one for cover.
Are you shitting me?
Nope. Because it represents the reunion and it represents Love Gun. Two of my favorite things ever in Kistory. I'm putting it at number one. And Gene sticking out his tongue, and I love it. That's right, baby. Ring the alarm. Number one.
Insane in the membrane.
That's how I roll.
All right. Tom, mine starting from 7 to 1. Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits. Greatest Kiss, Millennium Collection, Volume 2. Kiss World, The Very Best of Kiss, Millennium Collection, Volume 1, technically. And Killers. Where do I rank this? I'm going to put this under Kiss World, and I'm going to put this at 5. I'm going to put Kiss World with Tommy on the cover because it's unique. There's not many Kiss face photos with Tommy on the cover. And I think this is generic, and Paul's leg-kicking cheerleader move is just not very cool.
So you're penalizing Paul for his leg kick. Jesus.
It's just Reunion Kiss is not as cool looking.
Okay.
Right?
But there might be some nostalgia here for me. Maybe that's why I'm doing it.
I just don't know. And Kiss World with Tommy on the cover is different. The Very Best of Kiss, I like that sharper image. And Millennium Collection 1 has the original Kiss. Gene with that medicine face. And Peter looks good. And, of course, Ace is looking the wrong way. And Paul doing spirit fingers.
Jesus. All right. Well, let's get to the good part here where we actually rank the compilation itself. So the rankings of the compilations themselves, I got Millennium Collection Volume 2 last, then the Millennium Collection, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, Kiss World, Very Best of Kiss, Greatest Kiss, and Killers at number one. It's going to be real tricky to knock Killers off at number one because it's got original music on it. And then for me, this is where I really have a crisis of conscience here because the next few compilations all are relatively career-spanning compilations. And this one isn't, but it incorporates songs that really aren't found on any other compilation. So where do I go with this? Well, Greatest Kiss and Very Best of Kiss are coin flips for me because they kind of have the same stuff. Greatest Kiss has 20 songs, which is kind of hard to beat. But some of those songs can also be found on Killers. You know what? I'm going to fucking rock the boat here. This compilation has Unholy, Hate, and I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll. Three of my favorite late era songs by Kiss, all on one album. And because of that, Zeus, I'm putting this at number two.
You are a very foolish man.
Of course I am. You want to know why? Because a lot of the songs that I love from the original era of Kiss are on Killers. But I want different stuff when I listen to my compilations. I don't want to just hear Black Diamond and Rock and Roll All Night and Christine 16.
But guess what you're hearing at song number fucking 12?
It's the last song I could stop it.
Tom, come on. We're being silly now. Let's be real. All right. You put this fucking compilation as the second best Kiss compilation we reviewed.
Unholy Hate, I Pledge Allegiance. Those three songs. You're lucky it's not number one. You're lucky it's not number one.
Besides the morons that don't listen to this show are going to be like, where the hell's Double Platinum? Hey, we haven't reviewed that yet. That's why it's not going to be in the rankings. Fucking bozos. All right. So
gotta get a shot in.
you know we're going to get it. What the fuck? You know. Anyway, you're insane.
Of course I am.
Let's go to my ranking 7-1. It goes Millennium Collection 2, then Millennium Collection 1, Greatest Kiss, Kiss World. 3 is Very Best Of. 2 is Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits.
Pew.
And number 1 is Killers. I don't think anyone's going to beat that.
No.
This is going to be number 8.
You're putting this last?
Fuck yeah. Oh. Book, yes.
This is why I love this show.
Because it's Kiss. So it's not like I wouldn't listen to this. But if I had my choice to listen to the other albums, I'm picking these albums before I'm picking this.
Yeah. The problem with this compilation, unlike the other ones, the highs on this are super high and the lows are really fucking low. But
no, I don't agree with that theory that at all.
Oh, I do. The lows here, you got Nothing Can Keep Me From You, which is arguably one of the worst songs ever made. You got I Will Be There, which is whatever.
Yeah, God I Gave Pledge Allegiance, right?
Oh, stop it.
God Gave Rock and Roll.
God Gave Rock and Roll to You. Childhood's End is I know you hate Psycho Circus.
Domino is not a fucking favorite of mine. It's not bad, but
how we've made it through 250 something episodes here.
I don't know, but dude, Got to Choose, Coming Home. Come on, nothing in my top 50 type of songs are in this.
Yeah,
nothing.
But we're ranking the compilations. It's like Very Best of Kiss, Kiss World Greatest. They're all in it.
Under that theory, then why don't I just take the fucking worst songs off all the solo albums? Like, you never get to hear these songs. Let me put them on a compilation and say that that's the best one. Here we got Easy Thing, Mr. Make Believe.
Well, guess what?
And Hold Me, Touch Me.
Guess what? Wait until we review the best of the solo albums as part of our compilations.
But I'm just saying, just because they're obscure doesn't mean like, I never hear these.
I didn't say that. No, these songs aren't obscure. They're not. They're my point is. No,
we don't listen to fucking half the songs on here. You're never hearing any of the fucking Carnival songs. You're never hearing Nothing Can Keep Me From You. You're not hearing fucking Coming Home Live, really.
But that's different than being obscure. Obscure is Man of a Thousand Faces. That's, you know. Anyways, we have differing tastes, which is why.
Of a thousand faces.
Man. Who's the man?
I love that. We need to go back and review Gene Simmons' solo album. That's fucking a classic.
I'm telling you right now, if we haven't mentioned this before, let's mention it now. When we finish all the studio albums, we are going to do re-reviews of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we reviewed a lot, like Animal Eyes was our very, very first review 100 years ago. And back then, we were probably nice guys. Like, Animal Eyes, it's pretty good. Now we're going to be like, what the fuck? This album is a fucking, what is Murder in High Heels?
No, I'm pretty sure I shit on those two last two
That's
songs.
A good point. It's a good point. That's a good point.
But all right, Tom, that's our compilation review. Let's go to question of the week.
Question of the week is brought to us and to you by the great Hall of Famer, Tony Barone, the tax man of ABCPA Inc. Tell you right now, Tony is the man. Okay. Not only is he a longtime listener and supporter of the show, but he's the tax man and he did our taxes this year. He's in the middle of them right now. He did them for us last year. He is the best. Go to his website. Go to him. ABCPAinc.com. ABCPAinc.com. He can take care of all your individual tax needs, your business needs. So many more things he can handle for you, and he can do it all in the 50 states. So it doesn't matter where you are. I'm in New Hampshire. Zeus is in Mass. He's out in the Midwest. He took care of us. He's the man. Click on his links to contact him via phone, via email. You can get research and information on everything he does for you. He is the man, Tony Barone of ABCPAInc.com. Check him out. He's the man.
I will say this. He finished your taxes, New Hampshire State, me, Massachusetts. He's in Illinois. He got them both done. He got our Shout It Out Loudcast tax returns done. He got my law office practice done. And he got our personal taxes done. The guy is fucking awesome. We wouldn't just be saying that. Tony does an incredible job. You guys should call him and really use him for tax services. Professional, kind, cool. He gives you a deadline and he sticks to it. So God bless you, Tony. Thank you for all your help, buddy. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. And our question comes from longtime fan, listener, and supporter Kevin Northern. Not Peter North, but Kevin Northern. Says, I'm just listening to Eddie Trunk on Dorm Damage today, talking about the avatars in the pitched reality show. Got me to wondering, given the reaction to the avatars thus far, do you think they would ever pull the plug and shift back towards KISS 2.0?
Why can't they do both?
Continue. Right? Continue. Right? Continue.
Why can't they do the avatars and still do a KISS live band? And you can have both. One in a city near you. I don't know. I can they? Yeah. I think they shift back. Look, you know KISS. We're never going to do a reunion. They did a reunion. We're done. Well, that was done with those guys. We're just going to continue for this long. We'll be out of this in 2 years, going on 4 or 5. They can change their mind and be fine with it. You know Paul and Gene, especially Gene, he will word it in a different manner and say, we never said we weren't going to do 2.0. I've always seen KISS continue. They'll find a way. And you know what? We'll all still line up and do it. That's how it is.
Yeah, I don't think they're ever – KISS has never really admitted failure. What they do sometimes is try to pull a Jedi mind trick and hope that maybe you have forgotten about something, Dubai. But the avatars were too fucking big to be forgotten about. All the diehards are going to wonder where it is and when it's happening. And if they don't do it, that's going to leave them with massive egg on their face. I don't see them ever, ever reneging on the avatars. They might do what Zeus is thinking and do both. I don't know, but I think the avatars are here to stay for better or for worse, whether it's 1 year, 2 year. We heard 2026 or 7 somewhere down the road. Who knows? But I think the avatars aren't going anywhere. And I think Gene's kind of doing damage control. They have to. But, you know, time heals all wounds. Maybe when it does come out, people will be like, holy shit, this is cool. I don't know. But they're definitely not pulling the plug. But Kevin, thank you for the question of the week. Thank you for the support. As always, buddy, we much appreciate it.
Tom, where can people find us?
Our website's the best place to go, shoutitoutloudcast.com. That's where you can find all of our episodes, all the Shout It Out Loudcast episodes, Dorm Damage, Album Review Crew, the Zeppelin Chronicles. Everything is on there. You can click on links to our social media, our Amazon shopping page, our Shout It Out Loudcast merch, our Patreon. Everything is there. And you can comment directly from the website on specific episodes. You can also send questions on the website, and we'll get those in the form of an email. Or you can do old-fashioned email if you want your question of the week read. We do one every week. We put them in a folder. We pull one out of the hat every week. And then at the end of the year, we do a mailbag episode. So please continue sending us questions of the week. And you can use our email for that, shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. We read every single email you send us. We don't have the time to get to every single one on the show, but trust us, we read them. So please keep sending them. And of course, our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, very active on those. Please follow us if you haven't already. And we always like to say that we are a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network of shows. And the most recent rankings have us number 2 behind the official Metallica podcast. So thank all of you out there for making that happen, because you guys are the thing that make this work.
Yeah, that's amazing, right? And I'm like, to Christian, I'm like, any chance we're going to be able to beat them? Are we even close to what Metallica, the official podcast, is? And he was kind of coy about it. But I did see this week we were higher than them at one point in there in the day. So that's right. That's one right thing.
Yep. Very cool. Very cool.
So Tom, people can always DM us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have a lot of conversations. There's a guy, I don't know if Tom, I've told you about. His name is Joey Sasso. I want to give him a shout out.
Yes, absolutely.
I yap to him constantly on Instagram, and he's a reality show winner. He was on something called The Circle. I don't know if anybody knows. I don't know the show. I guess it was the first game show lover. See,
so Joey's a game show lover.
Yeah. On Netflix. And he was winner from season one. And I think I just spoiled it for anybody who hasn't seen it and wants to see it. But he is the ultimate kiss-tard off the charts. Loves it.
Yep.
And Joey's very popular. He's got a lot of lady friends that admire him. He's a good-looking Italian guy. Like, we don't know any. Because the only one we know that's an Italian guy from New York is Joey Quesada. And good God, Quesada ain't it.
Unless you think Frank Stallone is handsome.
Anyway.
I know Joey Quesada.
I just wanted to give him a shout out because he's the great guy. We have some fun talks on there.
Yep.
You can check out our Spotify playlist, which Tom is working hard on.
Yep.
Updating it constantly. That's always fun. And we're on now Threads. I think TikTok as well. We're all over the fucking place. So subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us one of those 5-star child reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can. And you know what the other thing I noticed on Spotify? People are asking questions after the episode, and we're publishing them. So if you want to make a comment there, give us a nice review or something on Spotify, we're happy to put that up there. And guys, as always, I like to repeat the website, shoutitoutloudcast.com, shoutitoutloudcast.com, where you can get all your Shout It Out Loudcast merch, our Amazon store, rankings, everything. And there'll be a ranking updated for this, the compilation rankings, and you'll see where Tom is crazy and put this as number one or two.
I put it for number one for the artwork and number two for the compilation,
which is absolutely insane. Finally, Tom is off the fucking beaten path more than I am on something.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to hit Deuce and Strutter all day.
Well, maybe Frank Stallone wants to hit.
Maybe Joey Zaza. Is it Joey Sasso or Joey Zaza?
Joey Sasso. Not Zaza. Joey Zaza.
Zaza.
He's a great character in Godfather 3. I know people don't like Godfather 3, but I love that movie. I mean, it's not as good as the other two.
No.
But it's still a great fucking movie.
It's great.
I like to get a little pin from the Pope. Nothing for you, Joey. Oh, fucking. He's the best pot.
Andy Garcia is fucking amazing in that movie.
A bastard who thinks he's part of your family.
Love it.
So kill him. What does that have to do with me? I love fucking Pacino. That movie. Well, he's going around town telling everybody, you know, fuck Michael Corleone this, fuck Michael Corleone that. Oh, man.
And then watch the remade version of that. They came out with The Godfather.
They changed it a lot.
The death of Michael Corleone. It's a whole different film. Yeah, they changed it up. It's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Anyways, Tom, well, we always like to end on famous last words. Do you have any?
Of course. All you martyrs and saviors, go through the same door. Listen to him. Listen, all you butchers, saints and sinners, we've all been here before. Gene, settle down. Butchers, relax, tough guy.
Oh, okay, I'm wits. Wherever you are, that's where I'm gonna be.
Was that Richard Marx?
Wherever you go, fucking this song is so terrible. No matter how far, you'll never be that far from me.
Oh, wow, that's nice, Zeus. Good for you. And that's why it's the second ranked compilation.
Oh, I'm not even going to read the next two verses. That's fine. That's what it is. Tom, Loudcasters, Kiss Army, Ace Cult. Thank you.
Guys, you're the best. Thank you so much. Patreon, Loudcasters, supporters of Millennium Collection Volume 3 track listing.
Yeah, tards.
Zeus, as always, my friend, thank you.
Peace out, Girl Scout. Hit the music. What I'd like now is for all you fat, out of shape, worldwide kiss tards to keep the noise down while I show your ladies what a real sexy man looks like.
Listen, all you people out there sitting on rented furniture, settle down.
Cut the music. Anybody seen Richie? Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.